Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We just ended there with I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. Before then was This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads. And starting off that set of three was Atomic by Blondie. If you're just tuning in, we are doing a Best of the CBGBs today. It's a very influential music venue out of New York City that came about many, many great artists, with the Ramones probably being the biggest of them all. But definitely a lot of people out there, and even especially in the later years, which we'll get into the later the show goes on, there's been some like official ambassadors that they were made that sort of kept the brand alive past the, I guess you could say, its prime of the mid 70s to early 80s. So starting up next is going to be, we're going to be listening to See No Evil by Television. Hope you enjoy. Once again, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
She's locked out of doors.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, just for a quick PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to the trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly across the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. We just finished there with Not Anymore by the Dead Boys. Before then was See No Evil by Television, and then starting off that set was Because the Night by Patti Smith. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we're just doing a bit of a CBGB's morning. So for those who don't know, it's a very influential music venue out of New York City that saw a lot of big punk-esque bands coming out of there, especially things like people like the Ramones and the Talking Heads being two of the biggest ones. I actually had the opportunity to meet the Talking Heads' bassist, I believe, was Tina Weymouth. Funnily enough, they had hosted a CBGB's tribute night in Connecticut over right around Christmas, I believe, which is a very funny thing to be doing in the middle of Connecticut right during Christmas break for us students. So very interesting, very friendly, funny person. It was a great time, especially being able to meet a couple members of such a long-standing, influential band. But coming up, we're going to be listening to Black Leather by Joan Jett and the Black Arts. And I hope you continue to enjoy, once again, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Generation.
Once again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We just finished off there with Sabotage by Beastie Boys. Before then was Born to Lose by The Heartbreakers. And starting off that set was Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Of course, I did not know most of these people even came out of where they did come out of. So knowing that they all came out of CBGBs was actually pretty interesting. Definitely had a lot of influence on general pop culture as a whole after they had come out. I mean, Beastie Boys is a name I always knew before I even did the show, but had no idea that that's where they came out of. So definitely been a very interesting sort of learning experience for me as I've gathered this playlist of songs for anyone that's been through the CBGBs. So coming up next, actually, for the next three songs, is I'm going to be doing a, which this is the contention if you're listening in since the top of the hour, where I'm going to be playing a couple songs in honor of the Police, which, of course, everyone who knows the Police is wondering why I'm playing the Police and saying that they come out of CBGBs. But actually, it turns out that the Police had gotten their North American start at CBGBs. Their entire kickoff for any performances done in North America at all started off there. They did a very popular, long set at CBGBs and really brought them to center stage in the U.S. So I'll be playing a couple songs by them for the next couple minutes, just because I love the band and it was really interesting to learn the connection between them and the venue. So we're going to start off with Roxanne and then we will move on from there. So once again, you're listening to 91.3 FM, WMFO Medford, and I hope you enjoy.
You don't have to put on the red light. sausage in a bottle.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We just listened to back-to-back Police songs with the one we just listened to, Message in the Bottle, and before them was Roxanne. Both, of course, in honor of their large and influential performance that they had at CBGB's back. And I actually don't know the year off the top of my head, but it was their start of their fame in North America and definitely really streamlined their career over here. Because, of course, they were already over in the UK, already pretty big. But definitely didn't really have much traction here until they started playing CBGBs and really kicked off a lot. So, moving from sort of the historic era of CBGBs, looking at the 70s and 80s, for the next 15 minutes before my show ends, we're actually going to be playing some of their 90s ambassador songs. So, in the 90s, they had a lot of ambassador bands. So, pretty much bands that had definitely like had their name associated with CBGBs and really tried to represent it pretty well. So we're going to be listening to up next is the song that for me was one that I really loved growing up was Word Up by Korn. We're going to be listening to that first, and they're going to be going to things like Green Day, Guns N' Roses, and Sum 41 right down the line before the show ends. So once again, you're listening to Deep Dive on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, and I hope you enjoy.
Around the world, got a weird thing to show you, so To be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I meant all the things I said. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own. This place is so empty, my thoughts are so tempting. I don't know how it got so bad. Sometimes it's so crazy that nothing can save me, but it's the only thing that I have. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know just to see if it would show that I'm trying.
better off on my own.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. We just ended off there with Pieces by Sum 41. Before then was Live and Let Die by Guns N' Roses. Before then was the self-titled Green Day by Green Day. And then starting off that set was Word Up by Korn. Of course, these were a couple bands that had a significant, I guess they were sort of sponsored in a way by CBGBs in the early on in their career, or were just acting as ambassadors for the famous music venue. For anyone who's just joining in, you're just listening to, or anyone that's been listening, you've been listening to Deep Dive. Today was a CBGB-filled day, which is a very influential music venue in the 70s and 80s out of New York City, where a lot of punk-esque bands came to gather their audience. Very famous ones, the Ramones, the Talking Heads, were some of the ones I'd played earlier. But of course, thank you all for listening. That was going to be the last song of my set. Feel free to tune in again next week at the same time. I think the next themed deep dive we're going to be doing is probably bands out of Manchester, England, because there is a lot of them, and they are very popular. So I will be making that playlist for next week, even if not the week after that. And I hope everyone has a great rest of their day, great rest of the weekend, and a great rest of their week. Once again, you're listening to Deep Dive on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. And thank you for listening in.